Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Calls to reduce spending on police were at the forefront of a Boston City Council budget hearing yesterday. About 70 people testified over more than 4 hours, all of them asking the council's Ways and Means Committee to cut the Boston Police Department budget. WBUR's Deborah Becker listened to the hearing and joins us now this morning. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning, Bob.
So tell us what motivated these dozens of people to testify before the council to cut police funding.
Well, a lot of people cited the protests over racism and police brutality that were sparked by the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Former teacher Morgan Coe says he was at a recent protest in Boston and he saw police aggressively respond. In one instance, he says he helped a young woman who had been pepper sprayed by police.
This was a genuinely disturbing experience, and it's hard for me to imagine what kind of institutional culture allowed a police officer to pepper spray this young teenager at close range. The BPD has been acting more like an occupying army than a community force sworn to serve and protect their fellow Bostonians. As a citizen and as a voter, I urge you to stop rewarding this kind of gross violence with an ever-expanding budget and unlimited overtime.
Now, Bob, overtime was a key issue. The American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts presented an analysis during the hearing yesterday indicating that more than 500 Boston police officers earn more than $200,000 a year. Now, that's more than what Mayor Walsh makes. And much of that is from overtime. Boston police spend about $60 million a year on overtime.
Okay, Deb, how, I guess from the point of view of the people who were there testifying, how would cutting overtime and the budget of the police department help?
Well, the Boston Police Department's budget for the next fiscal year is $414 million, and those at the hearing say that some of that money would be better spent elsewhere. Most of those who spoke advocated for a 10% reduction in the police budget, and they want that money reallocated toward things such as COVID relief, education, youth jobs programs, housing, and community programs that could handle issues that police are often called for, such as mental health and substance use.
Tell us about the people testifying. Who were they?
Well, it was a really diverse group, Bob. Activists, students, teachers, social workers, and people directly affected by violence. Leslie Creedle of Dorchester spoke. She believes that a lack of community resources contributed to the unsolved shooting of her daughter, Brianna Hardy, in 2017.
I blame the Boston police and the system for my daughter's murder. I blame the system for the fate of our youth today. I blame the system for over-policing and turning our communities into chaos.
The main theme, Bob, from those testifying was that there's too much of a police presence in the city when other resources are needed. They say things such as more social workers could help prevent and de-escalate situations before police would be called.
And what was the response from Boston City councilors to this?
Well, councilors didn't ask questions. Before the hearing, many, though, said that the city budget should be a demonstration of values, and most of them indicated they would support some type of reallocation. Councilor Michelle Wu said this budget, amid protests and the pandemic, will be closely scrutinized.
Every dollar should go to funding a community building process that is equitable and effective. And that involves looking at the big picture, that we know the ways that we've been funding safety and public safety have not led to the safest outcomes.
Boston City Councilor Michelle Wu. Deborah Becker, what did police say? Did anyone from the Boston Police Department testify?
No, they did not testify. The police department did not respond to requests for comment. The police union did not respond, and neither did the Massachusetts Association of Minority Law Enforcement Officers.
Okay, what about Boston Mayor Marty Walsh?
Well, in a statement yesterday, the mayor said that he proposed a level-funded budget for police for the upcoming year while increasing money for housing and schools. And earlier this week on our show, Radio Boston, he said he's considering several options.
This is has been a very challenging time in our country, our city in particular. So I look forward to working with the council, collaborating to see how what some of their ideas are and recommendations are.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh there. So, Deborah, what happens from here?
Well, it is now up to the mayor. He'll consider public testimony and councilor input, and he is expected to submit a revised budget to the council by Monday. Then the council will schedule more hearings. The full council does hold a meeting today on other police reform issues, such as use of force policies and the role of police in schools.
All right, so we're sure to hear about this in the coming weeks and months. WBUR's Deborah Becker, thanks for your report this morning.
You're welcome.